The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 9th chapter. As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth and said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as Jesus reclined at table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. For I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." This is the gospel of the Lord.
In the holy name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
I heard a fabulous prayer that goes like this. Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we, who have celebrated the Paschal mysteries, may by your gift hold fast to them in the way we live our lives. This morning it is St. Matthew's turn to celebrate the mysteries. I am sure that you've seen the Caravaggio of St. Matthew's Calling. In that painting, Jesus reaches out his finger toward Matthew, the Jewish tax collector. Just like Jesus' Heavenly Father reached out to Adam in Eden. And in reaching out, Jesus sprays Matthew with everlasting light. A divine light that pulls Matthew up and along, a holy light that begs Matthew to come celebrate with Jesus, to join Jesus' party, to take a new path, to walk a holy walk, to come near and, as Jesus said, follow me. But it is a tough ask, because Matthew already has a party going, a celebration with his friends at the tax table. They are rich and they are privileged. As Caesar's tax collector, Matthew has a very lucrative gig. He could charge folks almost anything he wanted, and those who resisted risked feeling the tip of a Roman spear. So Matthew had all the things that a man wants most, but not the thing a man needs most, that divine light, the holy light which cannot be bought with money, the eternal light which is gotten only as a gift from outside and above. The divine light that is yours only when our Lord throws a party in your honor and then surprises you by raising you from the dead. Come, follow me, says Jesus the Savior to Matthew the sinner. Later, that became the Pentecost sermon too, and it was a complete surprise for them as well, resurrecting Jews and Gentiles alike. That Pentecost crowd, like St. Matthew, got sprayed with everlasting light, got the fire of the Holy Spirit spit on them from the mouths of the apostles, from the outside, for the inside, putting them on a new road too, a new path, a holy walk, an Emmaus away. Here at St. John, you have heard all about that way 1,000 times before. Since the very first Pentecost, all true Christians have devoted themselves to orbiting Christ, to the scripture, to the prayers, to the liturgy and the Eucharist, to tithing and to alms, to the good works of mercy, And that surprising new path, that new life, that new holy way of Jesus became a winsome witness to the entire world, proclaiming that the kingdom of God had arrived in the flesh and blood of Jesus the Christ of Abraham from Nazareth. But first it was St. Matthew's turn. With Jesus' finger, his fire, his light, his words, his gift from outside and above, we see the ills that Jesus came to cure. Until today, Matthew had been filled with bad desires, with bad appetites, bad impulses, bad affections. Until today, when they troubled him, he indulged them. To make them stop, he stole money to buy whatever he needed to self-medicate. But stealing made him a traitor. As a Jew collecting taxes in Jerusalem for the Romans, he was working with the enemy and betraying his own people. And the saddest thing was, it did not work. Jesus could see the hole in Matthew's heart. His job was not enough. His friends were not enough. His stuff was not enough. Deep down, Matthew was restless and lonely and unloved, and no party with his friends would ever be loud enough to cover that pain. And how about you? You may not be named Matthew, but by nature, you have bad desires too. Bad appetites, bad impulses, and bad affections. By nature, you want the wrong things in the wrong way at just the wrong time. And those things will never fill the hole in your heart either. But then today, Jesus shows up and he points at you. He is surprising because he is someone that you can neither conjure nor control. And this morning when Jesus points at you, just like Adam in the garden, just like Matthew at the tax table, just like the Jews and the Gentiles at the very first Pentecost, Jesus gives you the light and life from outside and above, and now what? You can ignore him like the tax collectors at the table who did not stand up, who preferred their own party to his surprise. You can criticize him like the Pharisees, who are sure that their sacrifices are superior to his mercy. You can pretend and go by the name Christian, but never really let that name of Jesus change you, never walk the holy way. Or today you can come and take your medicine here at the altar from your great physician, and then go enjoy your resurrection like those very first Christians at Pentecost who lived mercy over sacrifice. You can be St. Matthew, who took the holy walk, who left everything behind to be Jesus' disciple, and lived in mercy, and wrote a gospel, and finally got himself stabbed to death in Ethiopia for preaching the gospel. This is the sum of the Paschal mystery. Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again. From now, when he points at you, until then, when he comes again, Grant, we pray, Almighty God, that we who have celebrated the Paschal Mysteries may by your gift hold fast to them in the way we live our lives. In the holy name of Jesus. Amen.